you hideous bastard.
If you listen closely, you'll notice we're playing some movie music right now, and you know what that means. You know what it's time for? Have you seen any good movies lately with our movie host and critic, Scott Barlow? Scott, did you see the Academy Awards last night?
I sure did.
And what was your opinion of the Academy Awards?
They went surprisingly well, although they ran pretty long.
Well, they were on what, till 2 o'clock in the morning?
12:30. I believe it was a 3.5-hour show.
Tell us a little bit about some of the awards that were given out last night at the Oscars.
Well, nobody...
Hey, doesn't Hollywood live by the Oscar?
Hey, in Hollywood, Oscar is king.
Tell us about it.
Well, nobody made a fool out of themselves, which was the big disappointment. Usually somebody makes themselves look stupid.
Not even that guy from Jerry Maguire?
No, the only person who looked stupid was Lauren Bacall when she cried when she didn't win.
She cried?
She actually wept because she really expected to win. Supposedly it was the only lock.
Really? What's a lock?
It's when they're betting on it in Vegas, you know, it's a lock, you know, it's going to happen. But it didn't happen. Big upset. Juliette Binoche.
Well, what about this English Patient movie? You know, I saw The English Patient. It was way too long. It was way too long. Why did that movie win so many awards?
Why does it not shock me that you saw The English Patient?
Fargo was better. That should have won.
What about that Sling Blade movie? If you ask me, that was movie of the year.
That was a good movie, but that also was too long, my friend.
No, it wasn't. It was an easy 2 hours.
It was 2 hours and 20 minutes, which is too damn long.
Well, how long should a good movie be?
A movie like Sling Blade, which doesn't have a whole lot of plot going on, and it should only be about, you know, an hour and 45 minutes.
What about Dwight Yoakam? Did he win an award for his role in Sling Blade?
No, but I would have nominated him for supporting actor instead of some of those schmucks they nominated.
Who won Best Supporting Actor?
Cuba Gooding Jr. for Jerry Maguire.
He's the guy that yelled and screamed.
Yeah, he went crazy. But it was kind of funny. It was although he was just doing the character from the movie.
So you don't think he embarrassed himself?
No, it was all right. I mean, they struck up the music and he screamed over it and he got a standing ovation. It was kind of neat, in my opinion. But the best part of the night was when they showed Lauren Bacall crying and sitting behind her with his legs spread, chewing on a big wad of bubblegum, was Dennis Rodman. And then they go to a close-up of Rodman, and he, like, puts his fingers on his cheeks to show his fingernails painted different colors or something.
Well, I'll be.
That was the best part of the night.
You know, Rex Reed was really decrying the lack of glamour in this year's Oscars.
Well, the Independents took over, and Barbara didn't get any nominations, so...
Have I ever told you my favorite Rex Reed quote?
No.
He once reviewed, I think it was, oh my God, the Spike Lee film where it's about jazz musicians.
Mo Better Blues.
Mo Better Blues. And Rex Reed said, and Spike Lee is such a nearsighted little cretin, he makes Woody Allen look like Steve McQueen.
I missed that one.
Oh, Rex is classic.
Yeah, one's good.
But all in all, the awards were pretty good.
But then
most people.
Glamour. Where are the stars? Where's Tom Cruise? Where are the stars? Where are the good looking
people? The beautiful people were there.
The beautiful people. They should be winning. They should be glamorous. These guys now with their grunge and their jeans, and I just don't understand.
The biggest disappointment, guys?
What?
No nominations for. But. Booty Call.
I came out too late in the year. It'll probably be big next year.
It could have snuck in.
What about Space Jam? How come Space Jam wasn't nominated? I saw Space Jam and Mars Attacks and they didn't win jack.
I don't know, man.
The two movies I saw didn't win anything.
Don't they have an award for Best Animated Feature?
Short feature.
Here, Best Animated Short Film. Quest won. What in the hell's Quest?
Well, Space Jam wasn't a short feature. It was a feature-length.
Well, where's best feature-length animated film?
They don't have one.
Why not?
If it's an extremely short feature, it could be about Chris's crank.
I'm gonna just jump over there and just kick your.
You're just hideous. You're just hideous. Phone rang once, Jim. You're fired. Damn it. Go ahead, continue your inane conversation about cartoons you haven't seen.
Hey, for makeup, the best makeup, The Nutty Professor won for best makeup.
I heard that was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ghost of Mississippi should have won because James Woods really looked like a really old man in that one.
Really? So you think making somebody look like a really old man qualifies as best makeup job?
I was being sarcastic. He didn't look old. He just looked bad.
Like James Wood with a lot of rubber on his face?
Exactly.
Hello, Clark from Westwood. You're on with Chris Robin, our movie critic, Scott Barlow.
Did Fargo win anything?
Did Fargo win anything? Frances McDormand won for Best Actress.
Yeah, won Best Original Screenplay, too.
Is that it?
That's it.
So, it did the Coen brothers or Steve Buscemi didn't win anything?
Nope. Joel and Ethan Coen won for the screenplay, but that's it.
Oh, okay. That's cool, then. Have you heard anything about, I forget who, what one of the big directors, maybe, Oliver Stone, but one of the other big ones, like Spielberg, talking about making a movie about On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
Who's going to do the Kerouac movie, Scott?
Coppola was supposed to be doing it with Johnny Depp, but I think that died because Johnny Depp's going to do Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas now.
Oh, boy.
So that's not going to happen?
Well, who's going to play Spider-Man in James Cameron's movie, then?
I don't know. That's locked up in court because nobody can get the rights to some Spider-Man thing. I don't know.
I heard that was Charlie Sheen.
Hmm.
Charlie Sheen as Spider-Man?
Charlie Sheen as Peter Parker.